This is the last episode where Luke Mindpower is officially not married. If you want better, you know, if you want to attract better, you have to become better. So that's what I did. I'm here to remind you that sometimes before you meet that special someone, you need to meet the other special someone, which is yourself. But the truth is, guys, your success just doesn't fall on your lap. It's something that you need to take action on, be consistent with. So one of the secrets to my success is to stay away from negativity. The second thing is be mindful of who you surround yourself with. Not everybody's going to understand your journey. When Les Brown, he says, you have something special. You have greatness within you. You don't even know who the fuck you are, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even know the greatness and the potential that you have if you don't give yourself a chance. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another podcast on the Luke Mindpower Podcast. A blessing to be alive. I'm super, super grateful to be here with you and wherever you are tuning in around the world. This is the Luke Mindpower radio station. It's pretty cool. You know, like once upon a time, it was always like, and you know, what's funny. I was driving the car today or yesterday and, you know, my sister's visiting and I know when she drives the car, she always listens to the radio. And as soon as I get into the car, I hear the radio and I'm like, boom, switch it off straight away. I guess that's my autopilot response to not wanting to listen to any news or anything that's negative. And I got to tell you guys that that's one of the secrets to my success as well. And I hope that in this episode that I'm going to share with you a lot of value and a lot of stuff that possible information that could change your life. And that's also going to be some seeds that I'll plant for you, maybe some golden nuggets that you'll take away from this podcast episode so that you can live a better life and you can, you know, live your dreams, not your fears, but most importantly, make the right changes in your life so that you can actually fulfill your destiny. I mean, is there a destiny for everyone? Possibly, but the truth is, guys, you know, your success just doesn't fall on your lap. It's something that you need to take action on, be consistent with, persevere through the storms, you know, overwhelms, the fear, the doubt, all that shit that gets in the way, mental chatter, all the crap that's going on in your mind from the past that tells you that you're not good enough, that tells you it's too much, that tells you you can't do it and all this bullshit, you know. So you've got to be aware enough to keep persevering towards what it is that you want to create and don't let the outside noise come in. So one of the secrets to my success is to stay away from negativity. Everybody write that in the chat. If you're watching on YouTube or wherever you are, if you've got a piece of paper, maybe write it down. Stay away from negativity. That is one of the secrets to success. Why? Why is it a secret to success? Let me answer that question for you. Why is negativity not something that's going to help you to become successful? Well, it depends in what context, because someone being negative towards you or someone trying to judge you or bring you down or whatever, I would have to say that's the reverse. That's a bit of a reverse, because all the people that bullied me have inspired me and empowered me. They didn't empower me. I have decided to use that as inspiration to become who I've become. Not to let it bring me down. So the negativity, the bullying, the rejection, all that stuff that happened to me in the past, and that still can occur now in my life, I just don't let it bring me down, you know? And that comes from having a stronger, confident, loving relationship with myself, knowing my worth and knowing that it's not the responsibility of other people's to make out who I feel I am and who I become and what I think I am. That's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to decide, you know, I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to have my own back. And I'll do things that I believe are right for me, not what's right for my family or my friends or people outside of me. right? So one of the secrets to success is stay away from negativity. But at the same time, negativity can empower you and inspire you to keep fucking going when people are judging you and bringing you down and making you feel like shit, you know? And a lot of the times, if we don't have a strong mindset, we don't believe in ourselves, well, guess what? All that negativity, all that hate, all that judgment, all the people's opinions, right? That is going to actually flood you so much that you will feel like you're drowning and you won't take action. You won't believe in yourself. You won't grow. You won't move forward and you won't get out of your funk or dysfunction or negative mindset. Negative mindset is, it's too hard, can't do it, never done it before. People don't think I can do it. People don't believe in me. So there's a catch-22 with negativity. Stay away from negativity because a bit of negativity is all right. But what I mean is consciously, what are you consuming? And you want to be consuming more positive information and more information that inspires you and empowers you. I would say 80-20. You're always going to have someone that's going to go like my tennis coach. I'll tell you about the tennis thing in a second. He's like, do you watch the news? And I'm like, nah. I'm like, what's happening? He's like, oh, there's having these riots in Serbia. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, and then he's telling me about like what's going on with all the countries and Kosovo and all these like and the parliament and the prime minister and all this shit, you know, and I didn't ask him for that. I didn't say, hey, man, tell me what's going on around the world. You know, tell me about the news. I didn't say shit. So he is, although he's teaching me how to play tennis, he's informing me what he's also doing. Because he must be sitting at home or listening to the radio and listening to the news, you know? So one of my secrets to success was stop watching the news. Stay away from negativity because majority of the news is negative. One of the secrets to success, okay? So that was the first thing. The second thing is be mindful of who you surround yourself with. Not everybody's going to understand your journey. And the next thing that I did really was just do things for me and leave the life that I was living, the people who I was surrounded by, so that I could create a new life that was created by me, not by the influences that I was surrounded by. And that all happened because I decided to make some different choices. Different choices. Everybody write the word different. Write on a piece of paper. You got a piece of paper? Write the word different. You're watching live? Write the word different in the chat. You're watching on a replay? Write the word different. You're listening to this in the car? Say the word different out loud. Different. Now, let's go back to tennis, okay? Now, I'm really regimented in my routine. I like to go to the gym. I like to have my routine. That's normally my fitness. And, you know, I do a bit of cardio and then I do gym. And so my fiance, I'll talk about this. Actually, you're listening. I'll probably be listening to this in a couple of weeks' time. I'm probably married already, but at the moment, I'm still not. Okay. So my fiance is playing tennis and she's like, do you want to try? Do you want to do some coaching? And I'm like, well, I've never played tennis before. I'll have like once or twice been on a court, but I've never actually tried to play it. I've watched, you know, all the Wimbledons and all that stuff, US Opens, tennis. I know people that have played tennis, but I've never tried it. So I said, well, all right, man, I'll give it a try. I'll give it a chance, you know? So basically I went to this court and I met the guy there, the coach, to learn to how to play tennis. And, you know, you think like, you know, you think you know like what you're doing, but I found out very, very quickly that I got no idea. Like I have no idea what this tennis is about. And it's really like an art. The way he was teaching me, I was like the most uncoordinated person. Even today, he was teaching me backhand and he's like, stop being so stiff. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm stiff for sure. I can't. He's like, stop doing these ones. Like you have to go all the way around. And so I'm definitely being challenged. And the first 20 minutes of the first coaching session, my mind was like, what are you doing here, Luke? You don't belong here, Luke. This is too hard. You're never going to learn it. It's too competitive or I don't know. Like it was just like all this negative shit. And then even today, like after like 40 minutes, I'm done. Like I want to get off the court, but he keeps hitting the ball. He's like, come on, keep going, keep going, keep going. So there's a bit of accountability there because I want to leave and he's telling me to hurry up, you know? there's mental, out of my comfort zone, mental chatter going on in my mind because I'm playing tennis and I'm not used to playing tennis and I've never done it before and I'm learning all these techniques and shit. And I'm just like, what is this? You know? So I'm finding that my mind is resisting this experience, you know? So again, what am I doing? But I'm doing something different that is challenging myself and I'm challenging my brain, which is forcing my brain to create new neural networks and pathways so that I'm reprogramming myself, which is also going to build self-confidence because I'm going to do something I've never done before, which is going to make me feel a specific way about myself because I'm achieving and accomplishing something I've never done before. And if I give myself a chance and I just go, hey, Luke, just keep doing this for the next couple of months and do it twice a week and see what happens. Even if your mind says that you shouldn't do it, or even if you're not vibing with it too much, just push yourself because it's going to teach you something new. And maybe, who knows, it'll become one of your favorite sports later and you'll play tennis with your wife, whatever, you know, or you'll kind of know what you're doing at least after you practice a little bit. So these are the things that the possibilities that we have, ladies and gentlemen, within our life, within our scope of whatever it is that we want to achieve, is that, you know, we are the most adaptable. We are the ultimate adaptation machine. You've heard me say this before. And many of us are not adapting. We are just sticking to the same routine. And talking about getting out of your comfort zone, I was reading a post that my fiance slash wife, in a couple of days, I'm getting married, which is crazy. I'll share a little bit more about that in a moment. But I was reading a post that she made on Instagram. And if you don't follow my wife, Yulita, it's holistic.hypnotherapist on Instagram. She posted this post about when we went to Warsaw into the city and we stayed in this really nice hotel. And, you know, she put some pictures and she just wrote this. She writes really great. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I actually wanted to read it, you know, and she started talking about the subconscious mind, how powerful it is, and then how powerful it is, you know, to have a staycation, which apparently is you go and stay in this, wherever you live, you actually go to the city and you stay in a hotel and you pretend like you're on holidays, right? So basically we did exactly that. And then she was explaining the science behind it of what it actually does to your brain if you feel like you're actually on holidays, but you're not, but you're away from your home. And I read it and I was like, wow, this is actually true. Like, it's actually real because you're so out of your environment that you're so used to. You're still in the same city, but you're in the city. You're not at home. You're in a hotel. So again, the whole purpose of what I'm trying to explain is out of your comfort zone experiences that are not familiar to your routine of what it is that you're so used to and regimented to do is so healthy for your mind because you're programming yourself that it is safe for you to do different things other than what you're always used to doing. And if you get comfortable with continuously doing different things out of the routine, find a balance with that. It doesn't have to be all the time, but that's going to help you to be able to process things easier, better, when you do take action on things that are foreign or unfamiliar mentally. That's the biggest challenge for most of us, because the moment that we decide to do something different or create some sort of change in our life or learn something new, and we get a pushback because of the mind doesn't want to support you, it's just comfort zone. It's what's familiar. It's like, no, don't do that. I don't know what that is. I've never been there before, you know? And you've got to really push yourself to go, no, it's good for me. I've got to. And that's why, you know, we also sometimes have to get to the point of no return when we know that there is no way I can stay the way I am. I have to change. And sometimes that's where shit gets really bad in your life and you just know I've got to make a change. And sometimes that's where we have to actually get to, which is unfortunate. You know, that's why I always go, we don't move unless it's either from inspiration or desperation, you know, and sometimes it can be both. You can be desperate and inspired, but a lot of the times for many people, as I've worked with so many people in my coaching programs, it's desperation. You know, it's getting on a call with someone and going, this is my life. You know, this is what I've been through. This is what I've been struggling with. I've been struggling with this X, Y, Z, and my life is just not going anywhere and I need change. Help me. you know? And then it's the process of taking action, building a bit of momentum, staying consistent. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, one of the secrets to success is not knowing that in 21 days you can build a new habit, because 21 days ain't going to change shit. What's going to change is when you make a conscious choice that it's time for me to evolve and not to stay the same of how I have been, and not to do the things that I've been doing that have got me to this life of this version of myself, of who I am now. Because if I don't change, then I will keep staying here. You know, so it's not 21 days, it's fucking a new life, ladies and gentlemen. How do I create a new life? How do I create a new habit? Oh, just do it for 21 days and your life will change. How about you just do it for the rest of your fucking life and have a positive mindset for the rest of your life? How about you stop surrounding yourself with people that are draining your energy and fucking negative, you know, not supportive of what it is that you're trying to do in your life? How about you just fuck them all off and you just go, nah, I'm going to make that change. How about you change your whole environment and then you make sure that you continue to surround yourself with a good environment that's actually going to complement your life, so that ongoing, it doesn't need 21 days. It's just your confidence and awareness that you're going to make better decisions in your life, which is going to attract better opportunities and better relationships. Become a better version of yourself. Many of us just continuously don't get that shit. And then we wonder why we keep going backwards and we keep staying in the same spot, because most of us are just going around in circles. And the definition of insanity is doing the same shit over and over and over again, expecting a freaking different result. Wondering, why isn't life changing, you know? And because you're not doing anything different. How do you expect it to change, you know? How do you expect life to change if you're not changing, you know? So that's why this inner journey, inner work is so powerful, you know? And I got to tell you, the difference, the challenge is that when you do evolve, unfortunately, not everyone evolves with you, you know? And that's the hard part, I've got to tell you, because sometimes you're just not going to click with certain people in your life anymore. And so what you'll do naturally is you'll distance yourself because you're just not vibing with them anymore, you know? And I've had it, I've experienced it, I do experience it. And, you know, you just learn to protect your peace. You learn to make the right decisions for you so that you can surround yourself with the energy that is healthy for you. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's come to the time in my life and, you know, on the podcast, you know, I want to talk about love. I really do. I want to talk about love. You've heard me talk about self-love a lot, you know, and you hear me talking about love a lot. And I always talk about self-love, you know, the relationship with myself, loving myself, you know, having my own back. This is something that was so foreign to me. But, you know, one of my greatest inspirations was someone who I'd never met before. And first of all, that was me, you know, and then it was the process of believing and hoping and wishing, but not knowing. And that's the power of belief. You know, it's like the wind, you know, when it's really windy, you can hear the wind, you can feel it, but you can't see it, you know? And so along this journey, you know, of my own life and going through so many relationships and things not falling into place, and they were never supposed to. I understand now, but I didn't understand before. So remember, if you're going through a storm right now and if things are not going your way, guess what? You're not supposed to be where you want to be. You're exactly where you're meant to be. They're not going your way because they're not supposed to. Life is always teaching you something, and I needed to learn through the relationships, through the heartaches, through the rejections, through the experiences that I went through with all of my previous relationships, that I was meant for more. I was meant for something greater. And it really did take me decisions like, hey, no more relationships. And I would highly, I've always said this, you know, if you don't heal from your past or from some sort of trauma or some sort of fear or something that's happened to you in the past, and if you're in a unhealthy relationship, and if you got out of that unhealthy relationship and then you found yourself in another unhealthy relationship, that's quite evident and clear that it's very possible that, you know, you got to do some work on yourself. Because if you don't address what it is that's keeping you stuck and you don't realize why I keep attracting the same type of people into my life, you know, it all comes back to you. You know, it's what you allow will persist. You get what you tolerate. You know, if you keep allowing specific types of behaviors and people treating you a specific way, you're basically teaching them that that's okay. So, and that's why self-love is so powerful. It's powerful because you start to make better decisions for yourself because you say, you know what, I don't deserve that. I deserve to be respected. You know, how I treat myself is how I teach other people to treat me. Right. And then there's the fear of, well, if I start speaking up for myself and I start doing what's right for me and I start loving me loudly and proudly, well, then I'm at the risk of people leaving me and people judging me. Good. Spierdale. Leave me. Guess what? You can fuck off because I'm not going to leave myself, you know? And see, that's where the confidence comes from, for you to be in your power and to say, you know what? You can leave me. You can reject me. You can judge me, but I'm not going to leave myself. You know, I'm not going to disrespect myself and allow myself to be treated with disrespect just to bow down so that I fit in with fucking what you want. And this is the biggest challenge for us. You've heard me talk a lot about, you know, feeling rejected, neglected, abandoned, not seen, not heard, not understood, not given love when you're a child. So now we crave that in our adult life. Really, we're just broken children in unhealthy relationships, craving attention and validation from someone out there. And sometimes we get it and we find ourselves in these shit relationships and then we don't know how to get out because all we're still craving is that attention, right? But it's mixed with all this abuse and fucking shit, you know? So that's why for me, you know, with the relationships that I went through, I got to this point where I said, okay, no more relationships, no more. You know, the other challenge most people struggle with is the fear of being alone. Hence why I always, again, I encourage practicing self-love and working on that. That's what I coach all my clients to do, is build a stronger, loving relationship and know that, hey, when you learn to love yourself, you'll start to enjoy your own company. And this is not about staying away from people or the world is bad. No, it's about you coming back to yourself and saying, hey, you know what? I actually enjoy myself. You know, I'm not in this state of neediness. You know, I need something, otherwise I'm not enough, right? It's building this connection and relationship with yourself where you're like, oh my gosh, I actually enjoy my own company. I'm not afraid to be alone. The amount of people that I've heard that have this fear of being alone, it's like, wow, you're actually telling yourself that you're afraid to be with yourself. There's that. And then there is also the innate nature of human connection. Human connection is part of our nature. We thrive. We are emotional beings. We thrive of feeling connection. I had to go through a journey of solitude first to realize one evening when I was living in Dubai in one of my apartments, and I'm there and I'm getting anxiety. I'm having panic attacks. I'm even doing coaching. I'm working with my clients, and I had a sudden moment where I was like, whew, turn the aircon on. I'm freaking having a panic attack. What's going on? And so I was, my nervous system was not regulated. I was not feeling connected to anyone because I was by myself. And I knew that, man, I got to see my family. I got to travel to Poland. I got to come see my sister. And I knew at that time that there was something off. And I was like, yeah, it's been too long for me to be alone. You know, so we thrive off community. We thrive off connection, but you have to find the balance, you know? And I had the balance because I was basically, you know, living this solitude relationship with myself, building stronger self-love and connecting with myself, understanding myself, discovering myself, getting out of my comfort zone, growing, learning, growing, staying positive, you know, but what for initially, you know, at 2018, it was like, well, what for? Well, you know, if I want that dream girl, if I want to have a healthy relationship, man, I don't even have a healthy relationship with myself. I don't even know who I am. You know, so I knew that in order for me to attract the love of my life, which in terms of a partner, I had to do something different. You know, I had to evolve out of who that Luke was to go, you know, I've got to spend time with me, figure shit out. Who am I? You know, I've got to evolve and I've got to become a better version of myself. If you want better, you know, if you want to attract better, you have to become better. So that's what I did, you know, and I'm just sharing with you from my own experiences that, yeah, it was a journey, but it was necessary. I had to go through the trenches. I had to hit rock bottom. I had to lose all my money. I had to start a business. I had to travel. I had to live in China. I had to invest in my personal development. I had to invest in my speaking communication skills. I had to work with extraordinary coaches. I had to invest in myself. I had to evolve out of who that Luke was to become this Luke, someone that I never knew existed. And that's why I believe when Les Brown, he says, you have something special. You have greatness within you. You don't even know who the fuck you are, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even know the greatness and the potential that you have if you don't give yourself a chance, you know? And what's his name? That Warren Buffett. I remember Warren Buffett, he said, the biggest investment that you can make in your life is in yourself. And I kind of elaborated on that. And I said, the biggest and best investment that you can ever make in yourself is in your life is in your personal development and healing journey. You know, we've all got some sort of insecurity, fear, trauma, some block, some sort of like suppressed energy, some sort of emotional block within ourselves from some sort of traumatic experience that we experienced as a child or whatever. We all do. It's just whether or not some of us can admit it and actually want to face it and actually want to heal from it and actually want to become a little bit more emotionally open, which will create more peace and freedom in your life. But many of us just don't get it, and that's completely okay. You know, so this is part of the possibilities for yourself of maybe what it is that you haven't become yet. And by leaning into understanding yourself a little bit more, rather than being so busy with everything that you've been doing in your life thus far, the possibilities of your healing, of more peace, of more gratitude and more alignment, you know, alignment with like your path, you know, because remember, there can be a destiny, you know, it's written in the stars, like who you're becoming and your life. But at the same time, you know, in order to get into alignment with your path of where you're supposed to be going in your life, you've got to be honest and truthful and authentic. That requires vulnerability. Vulnerability is where you open your heart to the truth. You know, speaking your truth, standing up for yourself, standing up for what you believe in, becoming, you know, this openness, not hiding, nothing suppressed, like expressed. And that's probably one of the hardest things for many people, because a lot of us have, you know, shame, or we have experiences 10 years, 20 years, 30 years ago that we've been through, that we went through, that probably we don't want to talk about, or maybe we're holding on to it, or it's just, you know, it's shut up shop, you know, it's in the past. Don't go there. Who cares? Let's just fucking focus on the future. But really, it's a very hurtful, and it's something that's stuck there for you. And everyone, even you, has a conscience. Everyone has a conscience. And if you understand what a conscience is, then you'll understand that if you fucked up in the past and you understand conscience, then you know that there's a block there for you. You know, and then there's the sort of action of like, well, fuck, how do I heal that? You know, how do I address it? How do I forgive? Do I create connection with relationships that I have in my friendships or my families or whatever so that I can talk about it? Do I address it? Do I see a therapist? Do I see a coach? Like, how do I get it out? You know, and that's why obviously talk therapy is so powerful. You know, to connect with a coach, like I've learned being in the coaching space now, how powerful it is to connect with someone who you feel has a similar story or has similar experiences to you, that's been through some shit like you've been through, and you're able to converse with them because you actually feel safe to express the truth, because you know that they'll be able to have your back from experience, not from a textbook, right? You become so much more relatable, you know, in this whole therapy coaching space of, you know, healing and growing. It's the connection, not with someone who is, for example, you can have a great childhood, great upbringing and go to university and become a psychologist. Let's just give this an example. You become a psychologist, right? And then all of a sudden, you've learned a lot. You've got your degrees, everything like that. But then now you've got a client that has childhood trauma and has been sexually abused. So you're a psychologist, right? So you've studied it and you've, you know, you're so informed, so well informed. But you've never experienced it in your life. You've never been sexually abused. You've never been physically abused. You've never been financially abused. You've never been through that kind of traumatic experience. So because of your tertiary studies and because of the time you've spent reading and doing research and all this kind of stuff, are you fully qualified to help this person to heal? Or is someone who has been through that and is now labeling themselves as a coach that I help people who have been sexually abused to heal their trauma, are they more qualified? You know, deep questions, you know, and I know that you'll still get a lot from a psychologist for sure, you know, studying and all that kind of stuff, but you see my point, you know? And so I guess that's the power you have, is making the right choices for yourself of like, you know, if you feel like you need to heal, you feel like you want to open yourself up, you feel like you want to address some things, then you have to make better choices now with who it is that you decide to work with, you know, because you can actually work with people who have overcome things. Like Gabby Bernstein talks about it a lot, and I'm pretty sure that she's been through some sort of trauma of, she's mentioned big T trauma. And I'm not specifically sure if it was sexual abuse, but she has mentioned it a few times and she's crushing it and clearly exposing it and talking about it. And, you know, she does an amazing job, right? And that's why she's so successful, because, you know, it's been a life of addiction and overcoming things because of some sort of childhood experience that was really, really traumatic, you know, and now she helps millions of people with her books and her events. And, you know, this is the power that we have, you know. This wasn't around 25 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is a new technologically advanced age. This is why I love what I do with my coaching institute. I help coaches. I help people become online coaches, become a life coach, go through a certification. I help them to create their own coaching programs and start their own coaching businesses. Why? Because they're overcoming their shit. They're putting a plan together and now they're helping other people. And I've done it myself. I've built it out myself for the last 8 years. So now I can help other people do the same thing. And it's such a blessing. You know, it's the biggest blessing to be able to help people to start their own coaching businesses. I didn't know I could do this. You know, I was kind of stuck there, not stuck, but I was just doing, and it was part of the process. You know, I had to create my coaching programs, work with my clients. I still work with them, but now creating something where I can actually help people start their own businesses. That's even amazing, more amazing, you know, because that's what this world is coming to. You're able to create a business from you overcoming some sort of challenge you were struggling with all your life. And there's other people that are waiting for you to show up with your business and say, hey, I can help you. You know, I've done it. I've been there. Whatever it is, you know. So back to getting married. I'm getting married in 2 days. Yes, this Saturday. And, you know, it has been a long time coming. I'm turning 41. You know, for a long time, I was definitely feeling left behind. And this is what I love about my life, guys. So I hope this resonates with you. If you feel like you're last, you feel like you're different, you feel like people are ahead of you, you feel like life is going faster for others and they're getting results faster and you're falling behind. I used to always feel delayed. I didn't understand this, but I just did. You know, I would watch all my friends be in relationships and become more successful than me, and you know, even facial hair. Like I was like, why haven't I got facial hair? Like all my friends and everyone's got facial hair. So I knew that there was something different about me, you know, but again, I didn't have the confidence to understand that it's fine, Luke. You don't have to be like everybody else. You know, I didn't understand that. So then what happened is I got lost in trying to and be very influenced and comparing my life to other people a lot. And then also like, being very not sympathetic with myself, but being like putting my own self down because I'm just like, yeah, well, you know, I'm just not going to make it, or I'm not going to be successful. Maybe I'm not supposed to be successful. Maybe this is just how my life is or whatever, you know? And then I would be just looking at everybody else winning, you know. But now, as I've continued to persevere, not give up, and go through this amazing journey, let me tell you who I am. You know, I'm the horse at the back that's coming last. I'm the horse at the back of the field that's coming last. And they're fucking racing, and they're racing, and number 7 is there, number 10's there, I'm number 22, I'm last, right? And the horses are racing, and they're going down the track, and they're going, and they're going, they're fucking all going. Oh, yeah, 17, 15, 20, 21, they're all going down, and then number 22, fucking bang, comes from behind and fucking wins. That's who I am. And I know you're watching right now, and you're number 22 as well, maybe you're number 23, and you're fucking winning. Because before you were winning, you were behind everyone else. And it looked like you weren't going to win. And maybe right now you still feel like you're not going to win. But if you're watching this right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you're a winner. I'm telling you, you've got greatness in you. I'm telling you that whatever you're going through right now, it's building you, it's teaching you, it's forcing you to learn the lessons that you need to learn so you can get to where you need to be, because what's up ahead for you is fucking amazing. And so if it wasn't for my experiences that I went through of being bullied and physically abused and rejected and all of the name calling and all of my own judgment of myself and not loving myself for so many years and drug abuse and all that shit, if it wasn't for that, you know, I wouldn't have learned a lot of lessons that I needed to learn, because eventually I got to a point where I said, no more relationships. Let's have a relationship with myself and find who I am. And then when I found who I was, I then attracted the love of my life. And in 2 days, I'm going to marry her. Wow. That's the shit, you know? So along this journey of my podcast and speaking with you and being here with you, first, I want to say thank you for having my back. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Because a lot of my podcasts have been inspired by the belief that one day I'll meet her. And that one day happened last year in July, when I just received a message on Instagram and I was just like, you know, who's this girl? Because I saw her and I was just like, okay, I'm done with these dating apps. I'm done with messaging girls. I'm over it. Like, I don't have time for this. Swipe, 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 swipe. I got to a point where I was like, fuck, man, how many followers do I need to have to attract the person that I want to be with? And it was pissing me off. I was losing hope. I was losing faith, to be honest with you, you know? And I flew from, that was when I got to that point where I was in Dubai and I was just like, fuck, man, I'm lonely. Like, I'm feeling like, you know, I need connection and all this. Like, I literally was getting like that. And so I'm like, is it okay for me to go on dating apps? Is it okay for me to like start swiping and shit? And I did. I went on a few dates and I realized that, man, what am I doing? This is not me. You know, like, this is these people that I'm connecting with are just not on my level. That's nothing near what I'm supposed to be surrounding myself with. But I had to do it, you know, to get it out of my system and just kind of like, you know, okay, fine. I got to Poland, boom, jumped on Tinder. I'm freaking swiping and shit. And then I realized after a few days, I was like, fuck, man, you are wasting so much time just sitting there, swipe, 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 and like trying to message and shit. And by the way, this is personal, of course, you know, I'm just being very transparent because I'm not afraid to kind of tell you the journey, you know? And so again, after I did that a little bit, I stopped and I realized that I'm wasting so much time and I just knew it. This is not where I'm going to attract her. And I stopped, you know? And so I follow a dude in Dubai, Thomas Kralo, on Instagram, and there was a post that he posted and Yulita commented on that post. And then I saw her post and I checked out her Instagram and her stories. And then, you know, because I just came off this whole like Tinder app thing, you know, I was done and I was just like, that's it. I'm not connecting with anyone. You know, I didn't want to message anyone. So I'm very, very grateful. Thank you, God, for, I guess, planting the seed in her mind to message me. And then, you know, I'll share with you so much more about our relationship. And actually, we've been supposing to do a podcast episode, and I think we will. Funny enough, it'll be obviously when we're married, which is beautiful. because yeah, it is a story. It is a love story. It is beautiful. And, you know, and that's why I'm here to remind you that, you know, if you've been through some really heavy rain and some toxic relationships and some really experiences in your life that maybe have dimmed your hope or have, you know, caused you to lose faith in love, that there is someone special out there for you. I'm here to remind you that, you know, sometimes before you meet that special someone, you need to meet the other special someone, which is yourself. You know, before you meet them, you need to meet yourself. And what I mean by that is not just being naive about, I'm not going to be in a relationship anymore. I mean, do the fucking work. I mean, like, don't just not have a relationship and just go, I'm just going to be single. Ah, screw everyone, right? I mean, like, actually invest in your personal development and healing. Like, do some fucking work on yourself. Like, heal whatever shit you got going on that you've been through in your life so that you can evolve as a person, unless you want to stay the same, you know? Because if you want to attract something different, you have to become different, you know? Like, my fiance, which is going to be my wife in 2 days, she's a very successful person, you know? She's very emotionally intelligent. She's fucking switched on, man. She checks the shit out of me, you know? Like, I can't get away with shit because she's fucking on, man. But guess what? I'm fucking on too, you know? And I wouldn't have attracted her if I didn't become successful, if I didn't evolve, if I didn't build what I've built. There's no way, you know? So she was also very picky, and fuck me, like, I'm the worst. I'm the worst, pickiest fucking guy my whole life. Me and Danilo, we talked about this a lot. We're the pickiest guys, you know? And yeah, finally, I just had to go, fucking hell, man. It's about time. So it's a blessing to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm getting Luke Mindpower. This is the last episode where Luke Mindpower is officially not married, because when you're listening to this, I will be 5th of July. So thank you for your well wishes. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the love. I appreciate you guys so much. If this episode inspired you, I hope that you'll share it with your friends and family. Inspire more people to not give up on their dreams, on themselves, on love, because that special someone is there. But it does require some work from your part. You know, it's not just, of course, you know, there can be stories out there that just magically, you know, one day you bump into them and it does happen. But in my own experience, that was not the case. You know, it was a journey. It was, you know, hey, you want something better, bro, go become better, you know, go and get out of your comfort zone and start doing shit you never done before so that you can live a life you want to live, you know. Be the creator. Don't live life by default. Live life by design. And that's what I love about life, is that we get to create our future. It's not already written. You're the one writing it every single freaking day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for joining me on this podcast episode, wherever you're tuning in from. If you're on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, thank you for joining live. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on a replay, if you're watching on Rumble, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're tuning in from, this is Luke Mindpower signing out for the last time, because after you listen to the next episode, I will be married and I can't wait to create an amazing future with my beautiful wife and, you know, and just create together. And she always says to me, she's like, I love building life with you. And I'm just, you know, I love it too. You know, it's such a blessing to have, you know, your soulmate, someone that you click with, someone that you love, that you appreciate so much, and that also reciprocates the same, you know. And she's done a lot of healing on herself as well. And that's why we click so much, because so have I, you know. And it's such a conscious relationship, which is just amazing, you know. And I'll tell you one thing before we finish up, you know, if we do have a disagreement or we have a moment where we're kind of like, I wouldn't say arguing, because, you know, it's not really a back and forth. It's more a frustration or something like that. The one thing I love about our relationship is that, like, I won't allow it to go longer than 15 minutes. You know, like, you'll see me straight away, understand get clarity on what's going on, communicate, and then boom, I mean, you're in my arms and I'm telling you I love you and I'm telling you I'm sorry and I'm telling you whatever needs to be said so that we can heal this, so that we can overcome this, so we can get through this, and we say sorry to each other and then we fucking back, boom, and we're stronger, you know? So don't allow it to like fester or to like ignore each other and go to bed angry and all this bullshit, you know what I mean? That's not the type of relationship that I want to be in. And, you know, I'm not the guy that is like in my ego, like, oh, you know, no, fuck you. You need to come and say sorry to me and shit. You know, we do it together, you know? And that's why I love Yulita so much, because she does that, you know? And sometimes she catches me off guard and she's like, hey, I'm sorry for this, or I'm sorry for that. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm like, fuck, you know? And it just, yeah, it's such a blessing to be in such a healthy relationship. But again, it all starts with you. You want to attract healthy, become healthy, because like attracts like. You can't be in a healthy relationship, but you're the toxic one, or they're the toxic one, but you're the healthy one, but then it's matching. It doesn't match, because you'll pick it up straight away and you'll go, fuck, this is not right. I'm emotionally aware. I've done a lot of, you know, healing on myself. I'm confident in who I am. I know my worth. You're going to talk to me like that? You're going to treat me like that? It won't last long. You just flick them away. See you later, you know? And you'll pick up the repetitive cycles of like manipulation, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. And then the next week they do it again. And then they say sorry again. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, you get my drift. I love you guys. I appreciate you all. Thank you for being here. And I will catch you guys on the freaking next episode. Much love.